You're listening to Marcus Sahaba Online Radio Podcast.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh and ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. A very warm welcome from Panorama Cape Town to the Olive Express once again. Exclusive to Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And of course, as always, we have our learners from Madrasa Isha'atuddin here in Panorama, Cape Town. So, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Zakaria, you looked lost when we made salam. Why? Are you feeling babalas today? Huh?
What does that mean?
Are you tired?
Yeah.
Why are you tired?
Because I came from home and I just...
You came from?
Home and then I came here.
So what was so difficult about that?
I'm so tired.
You're so tired? How old are you?
9.
9 years old. Did you have breakfast?
No.
No. Did you have lunch?
No.
That's why you're tired. You have to eat to have energy, isn't it? Inshallah. Okay. Learners, today we are going to be discussing something important. Very seldom, very not so often, is the discussion of leaving this world discussed with children. Do we know that we have to die, all of us?
Yes.
Hmm? We all have to die. Abdurrahman? Are you going to live forever? Zakaria, you think you're going to live forever? No. We can die at any time, isn't it? Whether we're small, whether we're big. And when we die, and Allah puts us in the qabr, the angels are going to come. And they are going to ask 3 questions. Right? I want you all to raise your hands. The first question that is going to be asked is what? Liana.
Did you leave
Islam? Nope. Muhammad Zuhair.
Which creator did you believe in?
Mar Rabbuk. Who is your creator? Answer.
Allah.
Zakaria, who's your creator?
Allah.
Who gives you energy?
Allah.
Who looks after you?
Allah.
Who gives sickness?
Allah.
Who gives good health? Who allows you to sleep at night?
Allah.
Allah. Right? So, we know the answer to the first question is Allah. Who knows the second question?
Who do you follow?
Who do you follow? Or rather, what religion do you follow? What's the answer? You have to talk loud. This is radio.
Islam.
Okay. What does Islam mean?
Islam means to believe in Allah. To believe
that there is
only one Allah.
What else? Boys, come on, wake up. You're sleeping here. Zakaria, your tiredness is becoming contagious. You know what's contagious? Okay. Yeah. How you know what's contagious? Such a big word. What is contagious? You're sharing it with the other boys. Yeah. Look at Sahal, his eyes are half closed already.
He shared it with me outside.
He shared it with you. Even Abdurrahman is so tired. Abdurrahman, why are you so tired? Huh? I think you were just too energetic at home. Who's energetic at home? Who's the noise makers at home?
I know.
Zakaria, start with you. Who makes the most noise at home?
Me.
You. In your home, who's the biggest noise maker?
Sophia.
No, can't be Sophia.
Sophia.
Can't be Sophia.
No, Aaliyah.
Aaliyah.
And Sophia.
Small Aaliyah, you make a lot of noise at home. You're a good girl, eh?
Yeah, Sophia.
No, I don't believe that. Do you make the most noise?
Yes.
Huh? In your home, Abdurrahman?
Yes.
Huh? I don't believe that either. I think you make the most noise because you're the quietest in madrasa. The quietest in madrasa makes the most noise. So maybe that makes sense because Sophia is the quietest in madrasa and Abdurrahman is the quietest in madrasa. In your home. Your dad. Okay. All right. So you are going to be questioned in the grave regarding the religion you follow. Right. Now, remember one thing. If you dress like a disbeliever, that means you're following their way. Am I right? If you eat like a disbeliever with your left hand, who's making noise there? If you eat with your left hand like how the kuffar eat, aren't you following the ways of the disbelievers? If you stand and drink and eat, are you not following the way of the kuffar? Okay, you'll have to speak. You can't nod your heads. Muslims have a way of life. What is our way of life? Eating. How should we eat? Come. Sitting. What else? Eating with the right hand. What else?
Reading
Bismillah.
Wearing a burqa.
Zakaria, we have to give you a burqa.
I said, oh,
topi. Oh, topi. Sorry. Are you happy with your topi? Why do we wear topis?
So that's the shaitan.
Because it's the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dressing, how should we dress? Should we wear tights?
No.
I'm asking the girls. Should we wear tight clothing?
No.
I hope you don't wear it to school.
No.
Sure.
Yeah.
Should you wear a burqa?
Yes.
I hope you wear burqa to school.
Yes, you do.
Oh. I was at the school yesterday. And someone was dropping off their children and I happened to see how the students all came in with fancy dresses and what have you. I didn't say you. I just said somebody. And no burqas.
We take to school.
Now
we do.
Are you allowed to wear a top in school? You're allowed to wear. Do you wear a scarf? No. So, when the question comes about that which religion are you following, which religion are you following? Are you following the way of a Muslim or are you following the way of a non-Muslim?
The way of a Muslim.
Then you have to practically bring it into your life. You have to dress like a Muslim. You have to speak like a Muslim. You got to behave like a Muslim. You got to?
I said hi.
Hi?
Yeah.
Why hi?
I said hi.
Muslims don't say hi.
No, assalamu.
Yes, we say assalamu alaikum. How? It's so easy. How are you dressed now as a Muslim?
Speak
like a Muslim. You greet other Muslims. Assalamu alaikum. And if you have a non-Muslim teacher, you can say good morning, sir. Good morning, ma'am. Good morning, madam.
What about teacher? Morning teacher.
Morning teacher is who? A Muslim or non-Muslim?
Muslim or non-Muslim.
Non-Muslim. Is your morning teacher a Muslim or non-Muslim?
A Muslim.
So you have to say assalamu alaikum. And this is something that we've been speaking about. Because everybody walks into the classroom, even in madrasa, and nobody makes salam. Who made salam when they walked in today? I want you all to be honest. A loud salam that everyone could hear. Or a salam that even the radio couldn't hear now. Who made a loud salam? I made salam to you when I entered. Because he was the only student here at the time. Did you make salam? Good. Did you all make salam? You made salam? To who you made salam? Okay, good.
I
know
all Christian teachers, but
everything.
I say assalamu alaikum because everyone says
good morning, man. You're not allowed to say assalamu alaikum to a Christian teacher. Because assalamu alaikum is a dua. So you have to say good morning, sir, good morning, ma'am.
Okay.
Right? Okay, so we need to be like Muslims because this is a, see, we are busy with imtihan. Are we not busy with imtihan yet at the moment? And everybody's worried. Who wants to know their marks for hadith today? Abdul Rahman, you want to know your marks? Everyone wants to know their marks. Well, I'm not going to tell you your marks. You know why? Because the biggest imtihan is not this imtihan. The biggest imtihan is the day we all die and we go in the grave. And then the malaika will ask us. And even though we think we know the answer in this world, Allah is going to judge us on how we read our lives in this world. So little ones, the objective of madrasa is learning. What is the reason you're learning? Tell me. Who can tell me why they are learning about Quran and Hadith and fiqh?
To be a Muslim.
To be a Muslim. What else?
Because
to practice. We are learning to practice. Now, if we know all the Hadith, I'll give you a clue. Someone got 100%. I'm not saying who. Maybe it's Abdul Rahman, who didn't take the hadith imtihan because he just joined us now. 3 weeks, huh? Third week, finishing. MashaAllah. So next year, you're also going to get imtihan. And all the hadith that you people learn, At-tahuru shatrul iman, As-salamu qabla al-kalam, Ijtanibu al-ghadab. What does ijtanibu al-ghadab mean? Why are you hiding? Avoid getting angry. Kana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam aktharu tabassuman. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would smile. But now when you all walk into the classroom, sulky salis. Smile, see Liana is smiling. Abdul Rahman is smiling. Sal is trying to smile. Zakaria is smiling, he's showing her all his beautiful teeth. Mama's there, doesn't know whether to smile or not to smile. Are you smiling, Aliyah? Good. And, wait, I want to tell you about Aliyah. Although she's your sister, she's got that good quality. How old are you, Aliyah, puppy? 5 years old. She just turned 5. But every time you see Aliyah, she's smiling. Who has noticed this? Every time Aliyah, you see Aliyah, she is smiling. May Allah keep you smiling.
Whenever I
say Ameen.
Whenever I look at her, then she turns it
out. Yeah, because you trouble her at home.
I just look at her like this. If you do something weird, and then I look at her and she's like, that's what she's
saying. Hmm. I thought your cat scratched you.
No. I put my cat in my face.
Gee?
I got a little catty cat.
So your deen, because this goes with the next question. Mar Rabbuk, who is your creator?
Allah.
Which deen do you follow?
Islam.
And they will ask you regarding Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he is the final messenger.
Oh.
Who loves Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Everyone, mashallah. So if we love Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, shouldn't we try to be like Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? You didn't hear what I said. What did I say?
We said, shouldn't we be like Nabi Muhammad?
If we love him.
If we love Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, shouldn't we try to be like him?
Mm-hmm.
Now, the world that we're living in is a problem for us. And I'll tell you why. Because most of y'all, if not all, most of y'all are sitting on the phone and watching TikToks and even making TikToks. Yes, I heard somebody whispered in my ear about small children making TikTok videos.
I don't make TikTok.
I didn't say who.
And I even allowed.
I didn't say who, but somebody told me about this. Now this becomes very worrying, very troublesome for me, because you're all still babies, all small, small, small children. And if you're going to go this route of start making tick, first of all, it's haram, you know that. Then people are going to make nadar on you, and you're going to start getting sick, and your life is going to go upside down, and you won't be able to learn anything, and you'll start failing in school and failing in madrasa. Do you want a life that goes downhill?
No.
No. You want a life that goes smooth, correct? So all these things that you're watching on TikTok, they are bad for you. But the reality is, if I have to ask you, any of you children, and really to be honest, that a TikTok trend, for instance, right, whatever people are doing on TikToks, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Most of you will be able to answer that. Most, I said most. If I have to ask you about the latest games in the market, some of you will be able to answer it. So we have to change our lives. If I have to ask you about the latest kafir hairstyles.
I don't know. What is that?
The latest kafir hairstyles. When we're cutting our hair all fancy, fancy and two lengths and that. Then we'll be able to speak about that. Am I right?
Yep.
So, why can't we talk about our deen? Why can't we talk about our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Why can't we talk about the Quran that we're learning?
Like what?
Liana, when you came at the beginning of the year, you were still on the small little kitab that Zakaria is learning. Where is your kitab? Zakaria, show us your kitab. You were learning, and I remember you were struggling between and ah, ber and ba, ta and ta. Sophia, you were the same. You couldn't read Quran Sharif when you started at the beginning of the year. Liana, you couldn't read Quran Sharif when you started. Sahal couldn't read Quran Sharif. Now, can you read Quran? Can you read Quran? Sophia is on silent mode today. Can you read Quran? Gee. Holding breath. It will come. But madrasa is not only about learning how to read Quran. Madrasa is about learning about your deen so that you can start practicing your deen. We have to start practicing our deen at home. Who read Fajr Salah this morning? Let's be honest. Zakaria, you read Fajr? What time you read Fajr? Was it light or dark?
Dark.
Very dark.
Not
really. Okay, good. Mashallah. Who read Zuhr Salah?
Zuhr.
Who read Asr? Aliyah read Asr. Asr never yet come in, Poppy. But I'm saying, we have to be Muslims first. The world out there is going to test us. And as you'll grow older, Mohammed Zuhair, you're almost a teenager. How old are you?
Pretty much.
You're either 11 or you're 12. Which one?
11.
How old are you? 12 years old. You're almost a teenager. Sahal, how old are you? 11. You're almost a teenager. Sorry, Zakaria. You got a few more years. Right? So, teenager starts from 13, isn't it?
Because
of the there's teen in it. 13, 14, 15. That you'll know very well. But before you even reach 13, the Sharia may become farz upon you. And once that happens, you have to perform all your salahs. So you have to bring it into habit from now, isn't it? And once you all reach a certain age, girlies, then it becomes farz to cover your hair, cover your face, cover your body. So if you don't start from now, then what's going to happen?
You are not going
to. It's going to be very difficult for you all to practice when you start growing up. Am I right? Am I right? You are so tired. The tongues are lost. I think let's go back to madrasa and let's test you all your surahs, duas, kalimas. Because you all are not talking today.
I was trying to ask if a Christian becomes a Muslim at age 15.
You forgot the question.
Well, I was just know when you were talking about the TikTok trend, right? You said that it will, your school marks will go down, your mark maybe will go down, this and that. Pretty much, and maybe people will make the nazar on you. Isn't it like pretty much like an investment? If you make an investment.
What investment?
I don't know, like with cryptos, and it will, the rates will go down and down and down, but then it will go up and up and up.
I don't get your point. TikTok is videos.
I knew, but what I'm saying is.
YouTube is
What I'm saying is like your. When you said about the TikTok trend, it's like.
No, you're talking about, we're talking about apples, you're talking about pears. A TikTok trend is when you see people on videos doing stupid things. And everyone tries to copy the same thing in a different video. That's what I'm talking about. You're talking about business trends. That's that you shouldn't even be thinking of it. You're too small to understand.
How does people make nazar on you when you do TikTok?
First of all, to take a picture of any person, any animal, is haram.
Like someone is doing TikTok and
it's haram.
Is it international? Like if it's a Muslim, like
even if it's a Muslim, even if it's a Molana, even if it's a Appa, it's haram. We are not allowed to take pictures.
The whole face is covered and
Then why take the video? Put the audio. Can you see how we're doing our program today? It's audio. I didn't put on a video. Taking videos is haram. Taking pictures is haram. Haram. Not allowed. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said you're not allowed. So don't we respect Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam? Don't we want to follow Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam? So if you have been doing it, then now stop. How difficult is that? Not difficult at all, isn't it? I said animals or people. You can take as many pictures as you want of cars. You can take as many pictures as you want of Table Mountain. Okay. Cakes. I don't show people the cakes you're eating. Otherwise, your stomach will get sore. Because they'll make nazar, isn't it? You can take pictures of the carpet. You can take pictures of the light. I don't know why you all take pictures, first of all. Like how you all saying, why would I take a picture of the light?
My question is, why would you take a picture of a person? When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it's forbidden, then why would you do something like that? So just as how you all think, I'm going cuckoos and crazy by saying, take a picture of the brick outside. Who would take a picture of the brick outside? Likewise, who would take a picture of a person when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, don't take a picture of a person?
I did not know
that. Now you know. I don't know. She's coloring. She's in the small class, so the small children, they're coloring. No, Zakaria is now being promoted because he's 9 years old. Promotion from next year. Are you ready? Are you excited? We can't hear you. We can't see this year. No, we can't hear it. Are you excited?
Yes.
And are you going to do well? Are you going to beat all your classmates?
I'd rather.
Say inshallah.
Inshallah.
Inshallah. You're going to learn Islam, isn't it? And you're going to practice Islam. And you're going to become a little sheikh. Okay, a big sheikh. You're going to become a big sheikh. Say inshallah.
The picture that you take on a day of Qiyamah, will Allah ask you to make it? Like come true.
Okay, so taking of pictures will be punished by Allah in the most severest way, most difficult way. Allah knows how He's going to punish.
But can't
delete them. That's what you need to do. Babies.
Yeah.
Yes, you're not allowed pictures. Oh, puppy, don't worry. When you're old, you won't want to see a picture of yourself when you were a baby. I show Zakia in her old passport, her picture, and she fights. And she says, it's not me. I don't look like that. So the only time that you have to take a picture is for an ID or a license or a passport. That's all. Or a visa.
Can you take a picture and print it out? Will it also be
haram? Yes. You shouldn't take pictures.
But print it out and then only delete.
But then you've still got it, isn't it?
Yeah. But now I know.
And that's worse because you know what people do then? They put it in a frame. And then they leave it there.
No,
yes, Zakaria.
Are we allowed to take pictures if we are on Umrah?
No. Why do you want to take pictures when you're on Umrah? So, a lot of people do that, Zakaria. They take pictures whilst they're on Umrah, and then they're showing everyone. But you're going there for what? For Allah, isn't it? So, if Allah sees you, it's enough?
Like outside, and you're wearing a burqa and that, and like outside.
It's still a person that you're taking a picture of. Unless.
You took a picture of the Kaaba?
No, you shouldn't take pictures of the Kaaba. You shouldn't take pictures of the Kaaba.
Not the
because
Kaaba.
It's Allah's house.
Not the Kaaba.
Then?
No.
No. Any act of ibadat. So if a person is reading salah, you shouldn't take a photo of someone reading salah. You shouldn't take a photo of someone making tawaf. You shouldn't take a photo of someone pelting the stones. You shouldn't take a photo of someone making dua. Muhammad Zuhair.
Is it? I know this is a weird thing, but can you just take a video of you passing Rasulullah?
No. That is the most disrespectful thing to do because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the one who said pictures is haram. Now imagine you going in front of him and Allah has given him life there. He's alive in his qabr. And you're walking with a video and saying, oh, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you said pictures are not haram, but see now I'm taking a picture. Are you not doing that? Is that not the most disrespectful thing to do?
So we don't allow to
take it. Is. Oh, no. Gee, Umaira.
Is it okay if you take a picture of like a sunset?
Yes, you can take a picture of sunset.
It's okay if you take a picture.
What did you say?
Like when you go for Umrah, I mean, you know on video, you know you put like surahs and then you go and then people are like,
okay, can I explain this? The actions of Muslims doesn't determine, doesn't make it halal or haram. Hear me out. What people do is not always right. What people do is not always right. We have to see what the Quran and the Hadith says about everything. You see people here in Cape Town, Muslims, so many ladies don't wear scarf. So what are we going to say? But she's a Muslim, so I also don't need to wear a scarf. He's a Muslim man. He's not wearing kurta. He's wearing shirt, t-shirt and jeans. So I can also wear that. Because he's a Muslim, isn't it? You greeting him, 1 second, Poppy. You greeting him, assalamu alaikum, how are you, alaikum salam. But does that make it halal? No. We have to look into our deen, and that's why you'll all come to madrasa. My job as the muallim, as the teacher, and Appa's job as the muallima, as the teacheress, is to tell you people what Allah wants from you and what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam wants from you. Now, after that, it is your people's duty to practice upon it. Today, you people learned the hadith. Sammillaha wa kul bi yameenik. Recite Bismillah before you eat and eat with the right hand. But if you're eating with the left hand, every day the students ask me, Maulana, can I go drink water, please? Who's sitting and drinking water? Okay, no need to put your hands up. But that's what Allah wants from you. That's what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam wants from you. Put your hands down. I'll come back to you just now. So that is why you come to madrasa, is to learn about deen. You didn't know how to read Quran when you came. Now you've learned how to read Quran. Now it's your duty at home to read your Quran. You didn't know the Dua-e Qunut in the Witr Salah. Now you learned the Dua-e Qunut. So in the third rakat, when you make Allahu Akbar, you don't have to sit quiet and do and make your mother and father think you're reading. You can read the Dua.
But when must you read Dua-e Qunut in
Witr Salah? In Witr Salah, on the third rakat, after you make Allahu Akbar. So that's why you're learning, isn't it? Your kalimas, Abdurrahman, is to teach you. You know, mashallah, three paras, three juz, hafidhul Quran. But you meet one Christian boy outside here and he asks you, are you a Muslim? You say, yes, I'm a Muslim. What do you believe in? That's not going to work, isn't it? You have to give him an answer. Isn't it, sir? Muhammad Zuhair, just now you told me you're greeting all the Christian teachers there, making a lot of dua for them there. Make dua for their hidayat, number one, right? But if they come and ask you, okay, you're a Muslim. What is Islam? Now you can tell them, I believe in Allah. I believe in all the books. We believe in even in the Bible. There's four books. We did it last week. Mm-hmm.
Like, is it haram to take a picture of the Quran?
I shouldn't take pictures of any Islamic thing. Of a what?
A model girl.
Model girl? Yeah. No, you can't take. You can't take a picture of a model girl. You shouldn't even be having a model girl. I don't know what's a model girl, but you shouldn't have it.
And then you print it out, put it on a glass and give it to them.
No. Okay, this will answer your question. No pictures of any person,
male, female, boy, girl, nana, nani, dada, daddy, mama, mommy, cha-cha, cha-chi, model, not model, I don't know what's a model girl, but you're not allowed. A what?
Girl is a fashion girl who dresses up and go on the stage sometimes
sing. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. Yeah, you know, definitely, you shouldn't even be friends with that model girl.
Manala, is it okay if like a virus came and you like how really quality you thought it out and you put voice only in?
If the azan is playing and? You record it with voice, no problem. Okay, no more pictures, no more questions on pictures. I think we discussed it.
I couldn't want of pictures. What if you want the signature from a really famous person?
Okay, so that we're going to leave for next week. But Cristiano Ronaldo, you're not going to take you to Jannat. We shouldn't worry about Cristiano Ronaldo and Lionel Messi and oh, Pabi and I don't know who else, whatever their names are, huh? Okay, whatever his name is. See, y'all know that. Give me the 11 wives of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. All 11. If you don't know all 11, don't put your hand up. If you know all 11. Anyone else? There's only one student raising their hands. Give me the names of the Ashara Mubashara, the 10 Sahaba who were promised Jannah.
Huh?
You'll sound like, I don't know what. Huh? What is, this is not a zoo.
What?
10 Sahaba were promised Jannah in this world. That we don't know. But if I ask you how many goals, let me ask you, how many goals Ronaldo scored?
Like
huh?
50,000.
No.
No.
I know. Zero.
Yeah. You know why he scored zero goals? Because he has no iman. The biggest goal he's supposed to score is the goal of iman. He doesn't have that. Ronaldo is worse than the chickens walking around. Because the chicken won't go to Jahannam. But Ronaldo, if he dies without iman, is going to Jahannam. Huh? He's not becoming. Until he doesn't become a Muslim, have no respect for him. He is not a Muslim. So if you go to Palestine, you're a Muslim.
If it's like, you know, like a Muslim team, like a Palestine team and another other team, and then in the Palestine school, isn't that
What is it?
If Palestine scores a goal in soccer, it just goes.
Okay, so we're not talking about sports anymore, right? Because sports are another subject on its own. All right? And we're not talking about photos. Who is our role model? So why you said Ronaldo? My point I'm saying is, on the day of when we die and we go down in the qabr, remember I said, Allah knows what's in the heart. If we love Ronaldo,
Allah knows
it. We can't hide it. So let's take Ronaldo and throw him in the dustbin,
okay,
where he belongs. He belongs in the dustbin, nowhere else.
Messi,
when he becomes, and if Allah gives him hidayah to become a Muslim, then we'll respect him. Until the time doesn't happen, no respect for him. He's not a Muslim. Who? Let's not talk about sports. I told you let's not. We were just talking about who is the role model. We say Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam.
But at the same time, we're talking Ronaldo, Messi, Mbappe, and all of these funny, funny people, and Barbie, and I don't know who you all follow. So we have to listen, children, no more questions. Listen, we're ending up now. Most importantly, if we say Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is my role model, do I look like Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Do I talk like Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Do I sit like Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Do I eat like Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? If not, then now we got to start doing those things. Then only can we say my role model is Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What you said? Then only can we say my role model is Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Otherwise, we're just lying to ourselves and we're lying to the world.
Is it okay if a non-Muslim leaves Palestine?
There's lots of non-Muslims that are supporting Palestine. Many, many. Hundreds of thousands, millions. So we must make a lot of dua also for Palestine. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, to his people. And make a lot of dua for them. Allah help them, Allah assist them, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring ease and afia to them, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy. All right? Allah help the Muslims wherever they're suffering. Allah make it easy for Muslims all over the world. All right, that brings us to the close of this evening's program from the young learners of Madrasa. But you know, for the parents, I just want you to know what goes through the mind of a young child. And this is the scary part, because this is what we see in reality. May Allah grant us all hidayah. May Allah keep us on afia and deen. And grant us death with iman. Jazakallahu khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.